Well, the first thing I'd say is it's certainly encouraging news to see any investment into our community. 1.2 million into the pier, again, one big, is really, really important. And it's something that I believe that putting a pontoon will be of great benefit to the fishing community and those that uses the pier in general. But I do strongly believe that all this has to be done in full consultation with those that uses the pier on a daily basis for fishing or for getting their way to the islands. So today I called a meeting. It was well attended. I'd like to take the opportunity for everybody that was there to thank them, and also for Donegal County Council, the Marine Section. So we went through some of the concerns. We went through a lot of other aspects in terms of the pier, and it looks like we've come to a certain agreement what the fishing community and the pier community there, Erawanvig, Tishomilchina Tewata, Galorum Ladini Goni, that we are not coming in and forcing our own ideas onto the community, and that we are sitting down, listening and hearing what people have to say at the very early stages and not months and months or a year into that process. So it's certainly encouraging news that we've come to a fair agreement. There was a number of people who weren't aware that this meeting unfortunately happened today, and there were others that couldn't make it, but anybody can get in contact with the council or myself with any queries they have. Look, West Donegal is an area within the whole 26 counties that has been deprived, not just that the fishing community has been absolutely devastated by government policy and their failure to actually stand up for the rights of our community, but we need massive investment into the area. Things are changing dramatically. It's no longer, unfortunately, maybe, that it's solely for fishing that piers and harbours are for. We have now a tourist industry that has been to develop, and it's something that's encouraging, but we also need to be extremely careful about that as well. So it's multi-use now, our piers and our harbours. A pontoon going onto it will be of benefit, there's no doubt about it, and we need to make sure that the pontoon is first and foremost to the advantage and to the benefit of our fishing community, and that people of all abilities can access it as well. Even though the 1.2 million is quite a substantial amount of money in an area that has been neglected, but there has been plans there by former councillor Patrick Doherty, who had great hopes and aspiration for an overall development. We've seen some of the plans today. They were very, very exciting looking. And it's something that I think we should push on with and look for proper investment into an area that badly needs it.
Councillor Micheál Colum, McGilla Aspug, thank you very much for your insight.